Unit 10. Business Travel. In the days when the state dominated all facets of the economy, only a small portion of the population, factory directors, party secretaries, and so on, took business trips. The state paid for all their expenses. Today, with a booming private economic sector, China is seeing more and more people crisscrossing the country, seeking business opportunities or cementing business ties. The sight of businessmen in crisp suits and shiny leather shoes boarding trains and planes contrasts starkly with the scene at bus terminals and train stations. There, hordes of peasants from China's inland provinces descend upon the coastal cities. For lack of other accommodations, many remain in the depots. Arriving by the thousands every day, these migrants are fleeing rural poverty and looking for better jobs. Coffee. Although tea is by far the most popular beverage in China, coffee has made inroads, particularly in big cities. In the 1920s and 30s, coffee houses in Western enclaves in Shanghai and Tianjin were favorite hangouts for writers and students. During the Cultural Revolution, 1966 to 1976, coffee houses, along with Western restaurants, virtually disappeared. In recent years, however, American franchises such as Starbucks, called
Xingbake
in Chinese, have opened in Beijing and Shanghai. Parts of Yunnan Province and Hainan Island in southern China are ideal for growing coffee. Nevertheless, to most Chinese in small cities and rural areas, coffee remains a bitter, exotic drink.